Hey, this is Daryl Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. And we are excited about the things that are happening at Merritt Assembly of God. We've got new ministry help that is at the church and new ministries that are going to be going forth, outreaches, just community events and things of that nature. So we are very, very excited about what is coming up, and we'll keep you posted on those things as they arise. But first, I'd like to say thank you to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape, 321-749-1432. So my wife and I were on vacation, and I'm just going to give you just a little glimpse into the life of a pastor. And these are not just people that we cross paths with. They're people who've done work for us, and we have interactions and text messages, and every once in a while we get to see one another face to face and things like that. But while I was away on vacation, I had a dream about not just the people of Treasure Your Landscape, but about their business. And they do a great, great job. I have them liked on my Facebook page so that I can keep track of the projects that they've got going on. They do a great service. Whenever they provide a product for people, they do it with professionalism. They do it proficiently. They do it efficiently. And they do it with passion. They have artificial turf. They have carefully designed putting greens, landscaping services, paver installation, installing and managing drains and downspouts, landscape lighting, water features, landscape repairs. This project that I saw on Facebook was they were working on redoing a pool deck. They want to transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. Their phone number is 321-749-1432. Licensed and insured family business here in Brevard County. They go all throughout the county. They also have Space Coast Nursery, which is at 3880 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island, Florida. They are open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5, and their phone number is 321-452-5565. So if you are looking to grow new things in your yard, or looking for some advice on what would go great, or you're looking for somebody to just come and create an outdoor oasis for you, Treasure Your Landscape, 321-749-1432. Great, great resource available for you and your future projects. Today we're going to return to Psalm 42. Psalm 42, and we've started going through the first four verses. I'm going to read the first four verses, then verse 5 is where we're going to pick up today. It says in Psalm 42, verse number 1, "As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, 'Where is your God?' When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of Jordan and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mizar. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. A prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. So the psalmist here describes that he has a longing for God. We've been talking about this. But he is going through an emotional time, a season that is bringing him to tears, and he is surrounded by people during this uncomfortable season who are asking this question: where is your God? Where is your God? Well, while we were away, one of the things that I was contemplating was that the devil's strategy from the very beginning has been to cast doubt on God's character, God's provision, God's motives. And I guess that's a bit of projection on the devil's part, because he's the one who presents himself one way and is entirely different in reality. God tells you exactly who he is, what he's done, what he's doing, what he's going to do, why he's going to do it, what motivates him to do it, and he stays the same. He is an ever-present help in time of trouble. He is the faithful God. And, the enemy has always been trying to undermine the human perception of the holiness of God. And so, just in case you think when pastors get away, they don't think about the Word of God or anything like that, you couldn't be further from the truth. You'd think, well, you don't think about the people of the church, you couldn't be further from the truth. Its ministry is what we do basically 24 hours a day. There's always an ear to hear. God, what are you saying? What are you doing in this moment? And so the psalmist says, I remember what I used to do. I used to go to the house of the Lord. I used to experience the joy. I used to praise with the multitudes. And then he says this in verse number 5. Why are you cast down, my soul, or why are you downcast? This is from the soul. This is something that is very much life. It's mind, it's will, it's emotions. And he asked the question, why am I going through this? And I would encourage you to look at some of the things that you go through, some of the difficulties, and ask yourself if they have reached to the point where they are not just events that are happening, but they are influences that are impacting your personality. They're impacting your joy and your peace. They're negatively influencing your desire to be around the people of God, to worship in the house of God. You should not be afraid to ask the question, what's going on? Why am I downcast in my soul? a lot of people say, well, you really shouldn't talk to yourself. Well, the sons of Korah did right here. Why are you downcast, O my soul? David did. And David not only talked to himself, not only asked himself questions, he answered his own questions to himself. So that's something that can be very helpful from time to time. Now, if you find yourself trapped in a loop, I was around a person one time, and they were stuck in this cycle, and the conversation just continued to rotate over and over and over again, and we had to come along, we had to pray, and we had to help them to get out of that cycle. And so here, after saying, I'm going to pour out my soul within me, he says, why are you cast down, O my soul? So a funny story. When my wife and I first got married, and that was a long time ago, we moved into a relatively small apartment. It was a one-bedroom apartment. It was a nice apartment. It was an upstairs apartment, but it didn't have much in the way of storage room. And so we found ourselves with a lot of stuff just kind of stacked around, and at times it got a little compact. We weren't hoarders. We just got married, and, you know, combining two people's possessions into one insufficiently large space. And I had my college textbooks, and they were stacked up in the house as well. And one night, in the middle of the night, without warning, I got kicked. Right? I'm not talking a gentle, you know, foot twitch or something like that. Got full force kicked in the back of the calf. And I said, ow, what was that for? And that woke up my wife. She was having a dream, and she started laughing. She said, well, if you'd move your books out of the hallway, I wouldn't be kicking them to try and get them out of my way. So she hadn't intended on kicking me. She was having a dream. In fact, I heard someone say this not too long ago, and I don't remember who it was, about a person who someone was upset at them, and their question was, did you have a dream that I had done something unkind to you in the dream? Because there wasn't an explanation for it. There wasn't, you know, it was kind of coming out of the blue. So the sons of Korah, they asked this question. They asked this question three times, twice in Psalm 42, once in Psalm 43. Why are you cast down? If you're going through a time of grief, that could be a reason. If you are going through a very difficult season, that can be challenging. You know, my daughter and her family are coming to Merit Assembly of God. They're going to be helping us in ministry. We're very excited about that. But there's been a lot of upheaval in their life, you know, because they had been at a church for a number of years. They had been in a house that was a brand new house when they moved in. They had been there for right about 3 years. There were a number of other transitions that took place. And when there is a lot of change, it can impact you emotionally. So there was change, there was loss, there was surprise. There were a lot of different things that were going on. And before you and I can get resolution, sometimes we just need to ask the question, What's going on that is impacting my mind and my will and my emotions? Am I too tired? Do I need to get away? Do I need to spend more time in the Word? Have I been ignoring the Word? Have I been ignoring the house of God? Have I been ignoring my prayer time? What is going on? And you don't ask that question for an excuse. You're looking to know the answer to that question so you can resolve the issue. So it says, why are you cast down, O my soul? So I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you're normally upbeat and you wake up and you're discouraged. That can happen. It might be something just as simple as you're not getting enough sleep, or you're not eating the right food, or you need to get more exercise. There can be a lot of things that impact our soul, our mind, our will, our emotions. And when that happens, it impacts our very life itself. So evaluating to find out what the cause is not a bad thing. This word cast down is also used to refer to a melting away. You know, we've come through hopefully the most intense part of the heat season of summer. But if you ever felt like you were just withering on the vine, the psalmist here knows exactly what you're going through. The second question they asked is, why are you disquieted within me? And that word disquieted means to be noisy. It means to be tumultuous. It means to be turbulent. And so there's anything but peace that is going on. This is not physical as much as it is mind, will, emotions. What's going on that there's so much disruption, there's so much noise? And, you know, I can tell you that, you know, that happens to me. It normally happens right about the time I'm trying to go to bed. And all of a sudden, all of the events of the day want to come and they want to cycle through my brain. The enemy does not have the right to come and steal the peace that God has given to us. Okay? For us to be still and know that God is God. There is to a large extent, a fear of silence in our modern culture, to where we've got to have sounds that are going on all of the time. So I had a conversation with my grandmother one time. We were kids. We were staying over at her house, and she had owned the house for a long, long time. And the railroad tracks were only about a block and a half away from her house. And we went over to have a sleepover at her house, and I got up the next day and I said, how do you get any sleep around here? And she said, what are you talking about? And I said, with the sound of the railroad, the train going up and down the tracks over and over and over again, how do you get any sleep about that? And she said, you know, I've lived here, and you know, by that time she had probably lived in that house for 30 or 40 years. I think she lived there almost 70. And she said, I have lived this close to the railroad tracks. I don't even hear the railroad, the train go by, up and down the tracks anymore. And she had a lot of interesting stories about close calls with trains and trains catching her skirt when she was crossing the railroad tracks and things like that. So I'm just very thankful that she's, you know, that she survived to the point where, you know, I'm here. If she had died, if that train had taken her out as a little girl, I wouldn't be here. Somebody else would be filling this airtime. So I'm thankful she survived. But she had learned through the time of living there to block out the noise that was keeping other people awake to where she was able to sleep just as quietly as she could. You know, one of the things that I do, now this does not work with praise and worship music. Praise and worship music wakes me up. It doesn't put me to sleep. But when I find that my soul is disquieted within me, one of the things that I have found that is very helpful is I put on the audio Bible and I put it very, very quiet. I put it next to my bed with a volume that's not going to wake my wife up. And what that does for me is it is so familiar that my spirit says, oh, I know what this passage says. I can put myself at rest. I know I'm not laying there in anticipation of what's going to happen. When I'm listening to praise and worship, it's like, well, we'd better praise and worship the Lord. And all of a sudden, everything inside of me wakes up. It's stimulated. It's wanting to praise the Lord. But the Word of God brings me peace. The Bible says He will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is stayed upon God. And so, in 2015, I had a, crisis with my eye, and, the doctor said, okay, you've got to stay in this position. You can only, you know, get out of this position briefly, like 5 or 10 minutes, an hour. And so, there was a lot of, okay, I've got to make sure that I don't, you know, do something wrong. Cause when I, some people can fall asleep in any position at any given point in time. I've got to be in exactly the right position at exactly the right temperature. And so I was having a real difficult time to sleep. So I'd put on the Bible and I woke up in the middle of the night and it was, The Bible was talking about Balaam, and Balaam said, the eyes of one who sees God clearly. Woke me up just at that point in time. And I said, that's a promise I'm going to hold on to. I'm going to hold on to the fact that the one who made my eyes is the one who is able to restore my vision. And so it brought peace to my soul. You might need to find a solution that brings peace to your soul. Here's what the psalmist said. Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. That word hope means to wait in confident expectation. It says, I am going to wait in God, not just wait on God. I'm going to hope in God because by this time, Israel had already faced numerous foes. They had faced spiritual crises. They had experienced bad kings. They had experienced good kings. They had seen God deliver. And they knew that if they put their confident expectation and they waited in God, that the result was going to be this: I shall yet praise him. The psalmist looked and they saw praise in their past, and they also saw that there would be praise in the future. They said, I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Help there is talking about help, deliverance, salvation, or victory. The thing about victory is you do not have any victory without having some sort of contest. And he says the victory is going to come from God's face. The enemies were asking, where is your God? They asked that question again in verse number 10, where is your God? And the psalmist responds, I don't really know why I'm cast down. I don't know why I'm disquieted, but I know the solution. The solution is I'm going to wait in God. I'm expecting God to come through, and he will come through, and I'm going to praise him because when he comes, he is going to bring victory. When my mother was alive, every time I was around her, she wanted to sing Victory in Jesus. If she came to visit our church, she wanted us to sing Victory in Jesus. There were some new songs that she liked as well, but Victory in Jesus was the one that it meant something to her. She had faced a lot of adversity in her life physically, and I can tell you now that she is dancing the streets of glory. She is whole. She is restored. She's victorious. There is no more temptation. There is no more sickness, no more suffering, no more pain, no more separation, no more death. She's in the presence of Jesus. The psalmist says, for the help of his countenance, Psalm 42, verse number 5, for the help of his countenance. I will tell you that I think it's Sandy Patty said, we shall behold him face to face. And I'm so glad that whenever we look for God, I get this image of a little boy playing on the baseball field, and whatever he's going through, right before he's up to bat or up to throw a pitch, he takes a look over and he sees his dad. And once he sees his dad's face, he knows that everything is going to be okay. I want to tell you today, no matter what's attacking you, what's causing you turmoil, what's causing you anxiety, hope in God, praise him, because the victory that comes from his face is on its way. See you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whale and Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whale specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whale and Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whaleandduff.kw.com. Realty.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.